This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his historic two-day visit to New Zealand and departed for India. The visit, the first by an Indian Prime Minister to New Zealand in four decades, gave a major boost to bilateral ties. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi held talks with his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon. They witnessed the exchange of five memoranda of understanding in areas including defence, tourism, sports, disaster management and dairy and animal husbandry. A major highlight of the visit was the community event at Auckland's Spark Arena, attended by over 10,000 members of the Indian diaspora. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Luxon described India as a trusted friend, praised the contribution of the Indian community to New Zealand's progress, and appreciated Prime Minister Modi's leadership. Prime Minister Modi thanked Prime Minister Luxon for his warm hospitality and said the visit had opened a new chapter in India-New Zealand relations. Referring to the 40-year gap since the last visit by an Indian Prime Minister, he said the next visit would not take so long.
40 साल के बाद कोई भारतीय पीएम न्यूजीलैंड की धरती पर आया है ये मेरा सौभाग्य है मैं न्यूजीलैंड के सभी निवासियों के लिए आप सभी लोगों के लिए 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की शुभकामनाएं लेकर आया हूं साथियों प्रधानमंत्री के रूप में भले ही मेरा पहला न्यूजीलैंड दौरा है लेकिन 25-30 साल पहले जब मैं किसी सरकार में भी हिस्सा नहीं था सार्वजनिक जीवन में मुझे कोई जानता नहीं था तब भी मुझे यहाँ न्यूजीलैंड आने का अवसर मिला था
स्पीड बोट कैरिंग इंडियन टूरिस्ट्स कैप्साइज्ड नियर वियतनाम्स फुक्वक आइलैंड टुडे अकॉर्डिंग टू लोकल मीडिया रिपोर्ट्स 15 पीपल आर फियर्ड डेड व्हाइल 21 पीपल वर रेस्क्यूड द बोट कैरिंग 32 इंडियन टूरिस्ट्स आर फोर क्रू मेंबर्स overturned about 400 meters off Honmei Root Ngoi Island, triggering a rescue operation. Indian Embassy in Hanoi today said the exact details of the incident are being ascertained as search and rescue operations by local authorities are ongoing. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolence at the tragic boat accident involving Indian nationals near Phu Quoc Island, Vietnam. Expressing sadness at the boat accident, President Murmu gave condolences to the grieving families and prayed for speedy recovery of the injured. In his message, the Vice President prayed for the swift and complete recovery of those injured. Prime Minister Modi extended condolences to the families who lost their loved ones and hoped for the early recovery of the injured survivors. He said Indian Embassy and Consulate in Vietnam are providing all possible assistance and are in close contact with the Vietnamese authorities. The government of West Bengal has formed the nine-member committee to examine the draft bill of Uniform Civil Code for the state. A notification has already been published in connection with this. Justice retired Ranjana Prakash Desai would be the chairperson. Former governor of Meghalaya, Tathagat Roy, is one of the members of the committee. A decision was already made on 2nd July in a cabinet meeting to constitute a committee to examine the draft Uniform Civil Code bill. Union Railway and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today announced plans to develop Hyderabad as a major high-speed rail hub with proposed bullet train corridors linking the city to Pune, Chennai and Bengaluru. Speaking at an industry event in Hyderabad, he said the high-speed rail network will significantly reduce travel time and strengthen connectivity among South India's major economic centres. More than 6 lakh people have been evacuated from their homes in China as Typhoon Bavi barrels towards the country after hitting Japan's Sakishima Islands and grazing northern Taiwan. Chinese authorities today said more than 500,000 people were evacuated in the eastern Zhejiang province and another 1 lakh in neighboring Fujian province. Bavi is expected to make landfall in Wenzhou, a densely populated city in Zhejiang, in the early hours of tomorrow and is expected to bring heavy rains. The Indian women's compound team of Jyoti Surekha Vennam, Prithika Pradeep and Chikita Taniparthi clinched the silver medal at the Archery World Cup Stage 4 in Madrid, Spain today. The Indian trio went down 228-232 to Colombia in the final. Meanwhile, in women's individual compound event, teenage archer Prithika Pradeep produced a stunning turnaround to beat world number 11 Hazal Barun of Turkey. And that is the end of this news bulletin.